This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
There's no deal on the fiscal cliff yet. Lawmakers talked in private through the weekend, occasionally stepping out to blame each other in front of TV cameras. Marketplace's David Gura is covering all this in Washington. Good morning, David.
Morning, Mark.
Okay, so if we look at one of those stupid countdown clocks that are on cable news, you'll see it's a matter of hours, not days, before the cliff. So where do we stand?
Well, there were negotiations between the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Vice President Joe Biden. The big hang-up, of course, has been over those tax cuts, whose taxes would go up, and it seems that Democrats and Republicans are closer to an agreement on that. Mark, the Senate is scheduled to reconvene in about, check my watch here, 2 hours. And if there's a deal, and that deal makes it through the Senate, it would go to the House. And this is where there's a lot of uncertainty. House Speaker John Boehner says he'd put a Senate plan up for a vote. But at this point, Mark, it's really anybody's guess what would happen in the House.
Well, let's say that doesn't even get that far and there's no deal before midnight. What would happen then?
Well, I think a lot of investors would get some insomnia. I think that's pretty much a given. There's
okay.
there's plenty of speculation that the markets would react negatively if there's no deal. What would happen first if we were to go over the fiscal cliff is we'd hit the debt limit. The Treasury Department says it'd have to scramble to make sure the federal government can pay its bills. And then a lot of stuff starts to happen. For instance, starting tomorrow, payroll taxes would go up. There'd be higher taxes on investments, on capital gains. Now, there is, of course, Mark, the possibility that we could get a deal after the deadline. That could reverse some of the most dramatic aspects of going over the fiscal cliff, maybe the automatic spending cuts, the tax rates. But you can't reverse everything, the effect on the markets, for one thing. And there'd be so much logistical confusion that would come with changing tax rates, Mark, and then suddenly changing them again. It could be a lot of trouble.
All right. Well, we have a full day to see what happens. Marketplace's David Gura in Washington will be watching. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Mark.